Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya mu Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
How are you in our Lord Jesus Christ?
Oyo mwe tutambulira mu tubeera.
Him we move and we live.
Kubanga ebiri mu ggulu n'ebiri ku nsi biri mwoyo.
For things in heavens and earth they are within him.
Okusinziira ku ebyo ebiri mu Bakolosaayi essuula esooka.
According to those in Colossians chapter 1.
Olw'ekkumi n'ebiri paka olw'ekkumi n'omwenda.
Verses 12 up to 19.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twebaza Katonda omuyinza w'ebintu byonna.
We thank God the Almighty.
Awamu n'ekigambo kye Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Together with his word of our Lord Jesus Christ.
N'omwoyo we omutukuvu.
And his Holy Spirit.
Olw'okwongera bulijjo okukkiriza okubeera mu masekkati gaffe.
Moving on always accept be in our midst.
N'okutukulemberamu.
Even to lead us.
Okwongera okutumulisiza n'omusana ogw'ekigambo kye.
To move on and light us light of his word.
Ebyandiko ebitukuvu.
The Holy Scriptures.
Okutulaga ekkubo erituuka ku bulamu obutaggwaawo.
Show us the way of reaching eternal life.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twebaza Katonda Kitaffe
and we thank God the Father
n'ekigambo kye
and his word
olw'okukkirizanga omwoyo we okutukulemberamu ng'abaana be
accepting his spirit lead us as his children
nga bwekyanuka mu Baruumi essuula omunaana olw'ekkumi n'ennya
as written in Romans 8 verse 14
kiri abo abakulembera omwoyo wa Katonda
those led by spirit of God
abo be baana ba Katonda
they are the sons of God
era twebaza omwoyo omutukuvu
and we thank the Holy Spirit
atukulembeddemu n'okutuuka kankano
who has led us up to now
era ng'akulembera mu bulijjo ejjiri abamalayika abatukuvu
God always leads the army of holy angels
okujja okwongera okuwe
to come move serve with us
era nokutuweereza
even to serve us
kubanga ekyo kye kyawandikwa mu kubikkulirwa essuula ya bimu ebbiri
that's what's written in Revelations 22
olunyiri olw'omusampaka olw'omwenda
verses 7 up to 9
malayika ng'annyonnyola nti bakozi wamu n'abo bakwata ebigabo by'omu kitabo
angel explained their fellow servants with those who keep the words of the book
ekitabo ky'obunabbi
the book of prophecy
ekitabo kya Katonda ekitukuvu
the holy book of God
era nga Bibulaniya essuula esooka nnyo ekkumi n'essatu
and Hebrews chapter 1 verse 13
paka kumi na nnya
up to 14
amalayika gyemmeyo gitumwa nga bagenda okuweereza bagenda osikira obulokozi
angels are spirit sent to serve those inheriting salvation
twebaza Katonda
so we thank
kubanga n'okutuuka leero
for up to now
bali wamu naffe
they are together with us
era okwongera okutuukiriza ekigambo kya Katonda
move on fulfill the word of God
nga mu zabuli ya 13:20
as in Psalms 103 verse 20
bw'agamba nti amalayika abazira b'amaanyi
when he said that the angels the mighty ones
batuukiriza ekigambo kya Katonda
who fulfill the word of God
bawulira eddoboozi ly'ekigambo kye
as they hearken to voice of his word
so n'onaku lwaleero
so even today
bali okutukulemberamu
they are there to lead us
omwoyo mutukuvu okwongera otufukako amafuta ag'okutegeera ekigambo kya Katonda
Holy Spirit move anoint us with anointing to understand the word of God
nga wali mu ngere essuula esooka nnyo abiri mu essatu
as in Proverbs 1 verse 23
ne bamalayika we bali okwongera otutegeeza ekigambo kya Katonda
even angels are there to move tell proclaim us the word of God
ebyawandiikibwa ebyamazima
the scriptures of truth
nga mu Daniel essuula y'ekkumi
as in Daniel 10
olw'ekkumi n'omwenda
verses 19
paka olw'abiri mu olumu
up to 21
yesu yebazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus much
amanya n'eddoboozi
and by name and voice
omutume Ronald Fitness
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness
Mune Musumba
together with Pastor Samuel Niman
no Musumba from Bible
and our Bible reader Teacher Jacob
tubagala nnyo mwena
we love you all
muri nyeri amukama waffe Yesu
in the name of our Lord Jesus
omwana wa Katonda omulamu
son of the living God
tusinzira mbuweereza buno
we bless in this ministry
obwo kumanya Katonda okujjudde
of the full knowledge of God
ate okwongera okutuusaako ekitundu eky'ekkumi n'ennya
and to move on reach onto you part 14
Katonda kya
portion C
aka government ya Katonda eyo muguru kunsi
of God is heavenly government on the earth
ne government ya yo masekati
and its central government
manyikidwa nga government ya Katonda mu government zo kunsi
known as God is government the governments of the earth
yes yebazibwe nyo
praise Jesus much
iranga tuyongerewe na department eyo munana
and we still move on with the eighth department
ya government ya Katonda eyo muguru kunsi
of God is heavenly government on the earth
department eyo moyo mutuko mbojovu
department of the Holy Spirit in his fullness
emyo musambu ya Katonda
spirits of God
gitumbwa mu season na
sent in the all earth
yes yebazibwe nyo
praise Jesus much
eranga tuze tulaba division ezenjawulo
and we've come seeing different divisions
division omusanvu
the seven divisions
emyo omusanvu eja Katonda
seven spirits of God
gitumbwa mu season na
those sent in the all earth
no buvunanyizwa bwazo
even their responsibilities
butujja ko siru
when we take off the seals
ubyawandikiwe bitu ku
on the holy scriptures
siru ezemyo omusanvu
seal of the seven spirits
ugena maso nokula buvunanyizwa
we move on see the responsibilities
obwemyo omusanvu
of the seven spirits
ubita byandikiwe bitu ku
through the holy scriptures
ebiri mu kitabo kya Katonda ekitukuvu
those in the holy book of God
yes yebazibwe nyo
praise Jesus much
ugena maso okukomekereza division ey'omusanvu.
So we still move on to wind up the seventh division.
Division ey'omwoyo wa Mukama.
Division of Spirit of the Lord.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Mutulabira point musanvu.
Where we see 70 points.
Omwoyo wa Mukama z'avunaanyizibwako.
Those the Spirit of God is responsible of.
Wetwongera okujja siru ku kigambo kya Katonda.
When we move to take off seal from the word of God.
Okuvunula engero.
To interpret the parables.
Okuleta okubikulirwa
to bring the revelation
otegerere ddala amazima gabyo na
that you understand the truth of all
nzijukiranga mpointi yasuka
I remember in the first point
twalaba
we saw
tokuita moyo wa Mukama
that through the Spirit of the Lord
tubikula ebyawandikibwa
we revealed the scriptures
ebireeta omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda ogujjudde
which bring the full light of the word of God
okulaga okubeerawo n'ekitiibwa kya Katonda kitaffe
we show the presence and glory of God the Father
Katonda kigambo gwe tumanyi ng'omwana Yesu Kristo
God the word whom we know as the Son Christ Jesus
awamo ne Katonda omwoyo
together with God the Spirit
gwe tumanyi nga omwoyo omutukuvu
whom we know as the Holy Spirit
obo omwoyo wa Mukama
the Spirit of the Lord
yere bimu kubyandi kwa bitwala ba
in some of the scriptures we saw
mubale yokane soke suli yokutano
in the first John chapter 5
noru nyiro ro musambu
in the verse 7
aina Bible ya King James Version
those with the King James Version Bibles
nenda langa Gideon
and others like Gideon
twala bantu wali wabajula basatu muguru
we saw there are three witnesses in heaven
okuri chitaffe
where there is the Father
okuri chigambo
where there is the Word
gutumanyingo omwana
we know as the Son
Yesu Kristo
Christ Jesus
awamo nomo yo mutukufu
together with the Holy Spirit
Yesu yabazibwenyo
Praise Jesus much
era bwetu bitwala ba ne mata Yesu ya bimu omunana
thus we also saw Matthew 28
noru nyiri orwe
in the verse 19
tirabwe tubatizibwa
that when we get baptized
tubatizibwa kuyingira muri nyera kitafu
baptized in the name of the Father
omwana
the Son
gutumanyinga kigambo
we know as the Word
Yesu Kristo
that is Jesus Christ
ate no moyo mutukufu
and the Holy Spirit
kali twagena maso kakaso kubirawo kwa Katonda kitafu
we moved on proof presence of God the Father
Katonda kigambo
God the Word
gutumanyinga omwana
whom we know as the Son
Yesu Kristo
Christ Jesus
awamo ne Katonda omoyo
even God the Spirit
gutumanyinga moyo mutukufu
who we know as Holy Spirit
obo moyo wa Mukama
the Spirit of the Lord
muyandi kwa bingi twachinyonyoka
many scriptures we God explained
tulabane ku kitibwa kyabo
and we saw of their glory
Yesu yabazibwenyo
praise Jesus much
the point chase eyokubiri
now in the second point
yetwakasemba yevunanyizibwa ko moyo wa Mukama
that we last so responsible of by Spirit of the Lord
Yesu yabazibwenyo
praise Jesus much
twalabante mukuita mu moyo wa Mukama
we saw that through the Spirit of the Lord
tulaba engeri Katonda kigambo
we see the way God the word
gutumanyinga omwana
whom we know as the Son
Yesu Kristo
Christ Jesus
yavamo mu mutima ne mukama ka Katonda kitaffe
the way he came from the mouth and the heart of God the Father
ate Katonda omwoyo
and God the Spirit
gutumanyinga omwoyo mutukufu
whom we know as Holy Spirit
ero omwoyo wa Mukama
and Spirit of the Lord
nava mu rubuto ne mutima gwa Katonda kitaffe
and he came from the womb and the heart of God the Father
awamo ne Katonda kigambo
even God the Word
gutumanyinga omwana Yesu Kristo
whom we know as the Son Christ Jesus
kuntandikwa
at the beginning
waguru we guru
above the heavens
okutonanga tekunaba kubawo
before creation happened
ebyo nno gye byabirira
all those happened there.
No, but warabyeko.
Just as we saw.
Mu Yokana emwemu.
In John 1 verse 1.
Tikulubiribiri waliwo chigambo.
That in the beginning was the word.
Chigambo ngali awali Katonda.
And the word is with God.
Chigambo nga Katonda.
And the word is God.
Era twatunolide.
And we looked at.
Tikulubiribiri jibogerako.
That at the beginning what they where they speak of.
Katonda chigambo oyali awamune Katonda chitafi.
Where God the word was together with God the Father.
Yanga na ye Katonda.
And he too is God.
Yeringo Katonda
It is there before creation happened.
Okusuka egulyona.
Beyond all the heavens.
Okusinda ko biri mu ruberebere sulesoka.
According to those in Genesis chapter 1.
Sulesoka.
Verses 1.
Twarabye ndi ku ruberebere Katonda atonde egunesi.
Well, we saw in the beginning God created heavens and earth.
Babula twayagadde okutegeera oruberebere jeruli.
But when we wanted to understand where the beginning is found.
Twayolekedde waguru weguru.
We moved on to above the heavens.
Osinda ko bebulaniya isule yokona.
According to Hebrews chapter 4 verses 4
ojikwasaganya na Efeso sura iyo kuna
if you connect it with Ephesians 4
noru nyoro 10
verses 10
so ndutegera nti waguru weguru
we understood that there are above the heavens
Katonda chigambo
God the word
yali ngali mu mutima
When he was in the heart and the mouth of God the Father,
and he
moved on to manifest from him. According to those we saw Romans chapter
8,
Romans 10, verses
8.
Praise Jesus
much.
And when we proved that proof in the Proverbs, Proverbs chapter
8,
verse 22, up to 27, the way God, the word was said to be in the place right from the beginning. Now we proved many things and we reached to see the way God, the Spirit,
or
the Holy Spirit, known as Spirit of the Lord, how he came from God the Father, even God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Christ Jesus, right from the womb and from the heart. Praise Jesus much. That we understood that in Romans chapter 10, Romans chapter 8, verses 9. We understood why all along God the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, or Spirit of the Lord, is called the Spirit of God.
It
is called the Spirit of Christ. Because he came from them as rivers of living waters. According to that, we saw Revelation chapter 22, verses 1.
And
I saw the river of living waters coming from the throne of God, that is the Father, even of the Lamb of God, whom we know as Christ Jesus. And those we proved to them that river of living waters, they show us how the Holy Spirit came from the Father, even the Word. According to those we saw John chapter 7, verses 37 up to 49. He
said,
when we believe God, inside us flows rivers of living waters.
But
that he speaks, meaning the Holy Spirit. So we saw it indeed, that the Holy Spirit flowed from God the Father and God the Word as rivers of living waters, and he manifested. Many others
were
able to agree upon, according to light of the Word of God. Praise Jesus. Today we want to move on with the third point. Responsible of by the Spirit of the Lord. Passing through the much light of the Word of God. The Holy Scriptures. Those moved out through the Spirit of the Lord. They moved to show us presence of God the Father. God the Word. Whom we know as the Son. Christ Jesus, even God the Spirit, whom we know as Holy Spirit, or Spirit of the Lord. Praise Jesus much. So our third point, it shows that through the Spirit of the Lord, known as the Holy Spirit, he reveals the glory of God the Father. He reveals the glory of God the Father. God the Word, whom we know as the Son Christ Jesus, and God the Spirit, as God is Spirit.
That is
one of what he reveals are responsible of by Spirit of the Lord, whom we know as Holy Spirit. He reveals the glory of God the Father. God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit, as one of them. God is a Spirit. If you want to know that God the Father is a Spirit,
or
God the Word, whom we know as the Son, that he too is a Spirit.
Even
God, the Spirit himself, the Holy Spirit, he too is a Spirit. All the Holy Spirit is the one who carries them. Now he carries that glory that God is a spirit. That is why always is the one we call the Holy Spirit. Or the Spirit of the Lord. He carries God as the Spirit. It is carried within Him. For Him, we know Him as God the Father. But we really call Him that God is the Spirit. It means God the Spirit, known as the Holy Spirit, or Spirit of the Lord. The one who carries that glory that God is the Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I don't know whether you've understood me well. The other that he carries, that God is holy. The holiness of God, that is God the Father, and God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Christ Jesus, God the Spirit,
or
Spirit of the Lord. The Holy Spirit.
He is
the one who carries the holiness of all of them. Sure. No, he's the one who carries the holiness. And all the long when you've not called him Spirit of the Lord, we call him the Holy Spirit. Oh God, the Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The one who carries all the holiness, as you hear that God is holy.
Now,
all the holiness, he's the one who carries it.
I
don't know this, the way you move to understand it. All the holiness. The third that he carries. Because we said the first.
He's
carried what we would have called the glory of God, that God is the Spirit. And he carries the second, that God is holy. Then the third he carries, it's the Lordship of God. That is why he's called the Spirit of the Lord.
He's
carried all the Lordship.
He's
the one who has carried it all along.
When
you've not called him Spirit of the Lord, we call him the Holy Spirit, or Spirit of God. But he's carried the Lordship. All of it is the one who has carried it all the long.
Yet,
can call God the Father, that the Lord God.
Yet,
we call our Lord Jesus. But all that Lordship, the Holy Spirit, is the one who is carrying it.
He
is called Spirit of the Lord. Those scriptures are many, you can find them in the Bible.
And
you say, my God, how these scriptures are confusing. Now God is the Spirit, and also there is the Holy Spirit. Then what does that mean? God is holy.
I
hear he has the Holy Spirit. What is that?
So
that has been there all the long. And God the Spirit, known as the Holy Spirit,
or
Spirit of the Lord, the one who carries the glory of God, that God is a Spirit, and he carries the glory of God, that God is holy, and he carries the other glory of God, that of Lordship, and all along is called Spirit of the Lord.
He's
the one who is carried that Lordship, that of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
all those we worthy to know of them, we hear in Isaiah, you know the Old Covenant, it used most the word Spirit of the Lord. It used most the word Spirit of the Lord. Now the Holy Spirit is so rare in the Old Testament, even though it is also there. Now in the New Testament is where we most use the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But as we read in Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 2, we hear like this.
Isaiah sura ya 11 no runyiriri olwokubiri.
Isaiah chapter 11 verses 2.
Nomo yogwa mukama gulibera kuye. Omoyo gwa magezi nokutegera. Omoyo gwo kutesa namanyi. Omoyo gwo kumanya nokutya mukama.
And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We hear that the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Right there we see the way he carries the lordship of God. The spirit of the Lord will be upon him.
Didn't
there is carrying two honors, that God is the spirit, carries another the lordship of God, that God is the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But when we have gone to speak that the Holy Spirit, you know, in the Old Testament it appears in the Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 63, verses 10 to 11. And he says like this.
Isaiah sura yenkaga mwesatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi.
Isaiah chapter 63 verses 10.
Naye ne bajema ne banakuwaza omwoyo gwe omutukuvu. Kye yava akyuka okuba omulabe waabwe n'alwana nabo ye yennyini.
But they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit. Therefore he turned to be their enemy and he fought against them.
Olunyo olw'ekumi n'olumu.
Verse 11.
Awo n'alyoka ajjukira ennaku ez'edda Musa n'abantu be ng'ayogera nti aliludda wuuyo eyabalinnyisa ng'abajja mu nnyanja wamu n'abasumba b'endiga ze. Aliludda wuuyo eyateeka omwoyo gwe omutukuvu wakati mu bo.
Then he remembered the days of old, Moses and his people, saying, where is he that brought them up out of the sea with the shepherd of his flock? Where is he that put his Holy Spirit within them?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As we have heard in the Isaiah chapter 11, verses 2, that the Spirit of the Lord shall be upon him. And I showed you the two glories he has carried, both of God. He has carried that God is the Spirit, whom we call the Father, and the Word, whom we know as the Son Christ Jesus, even God the Spirit himself, whom we know as God the Holy Spirit. Now when we come read in Isaiah chapter 63 verses 10 to 11, he says that they fought his Holy Spirit. You know, that can grieve him, for we do not think that this Holy Spirit is the one who carries the glory of the holiness of God. If he appears as Holy Spirit, he has carried two other glories. He has carried the glory that God is holy, and he carries another glory that God is the Spirit. Just as we've seen it, that the Spirit of God shall rest upon him. And I show you two categories is carried. That God is the Spirit. Still is carried another glory, the Lordship of God. Now when we got, it's called the Holy Spirit,
he
has still carried two glories. Carried the glory that God is holy, and God is the Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yes. And you be careful always. That's why God best there, he says, if you blaspheme him, I will not forgive you. Because almost you are on him, God the Father himself. And you are on God the Word himself, whom we know as the Son.
Yes, Christ.
Christ Jesus. You move on to blaspheme. Because him is the one who carries all their glories, that God is the Spirit, and he carries the
Lordship,
that of God, and carries the holiness of God. Those are three. praise Jesus much. He carries the first glory that God is spirit. He carries the second glory, the lordship of God. And he carries the third glory that God is holy. Now when you blaspheme him, like unto those who do not want to know of him, you blasphemed him much for not knowing of him. But I want to tell you that your forgiveness is hard. For you are right on God himself. This one has carried all their glory. Praise Jesus much. You know, you read those words in the Bible and you hear that God is holy, but you don't know who manifests that glory. And you hear that God is a spirit,
but
you don't know who is carrying the glory that God is a spirit.
And
we hear that God is the Lord,
but
we don't know who carries the lordship of God. Praise Jesus. For most, when you enter New Testament, we call him God the Father, or God Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is hard to find upon him a word, Lord God our Father. It remained when the Spirit is carrying it. When you reach most the New Testament, it is hard to find them said the Lord God who is holy. Yet in the whole Testament it is there. Now they join them, the Holy Spirit carries them all. And he said, let them call me God the Father. Be called God the Word or the Son Jesus. Yet he too has know he is Lord, though the other is calling the Lordship. So in Matthew chapter 12, verses 31 to 32, is where cometh the reason why you may not be forgiven. In moving on from realize the Holy Spirit. For you've not yet known the way he carries glory of God the Father and the glory of God the Word, whom we know as the Son Christ Jesus. Let us read with here. Matthew chapter 12, verses 31.
Chemvamba gamba nti abantu balusonyiwa buli kibi n'ekyo okuvvoola, naye okuvvoola omwoyo tekulisonyiikika.
Therefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit shall not be forgiven unto men. Verse 32.
Buli muntu alivvoola omwana w'omuntu alisonyiyibwa, naye buli muntu alivvoola omwoyo omutukuvu talisonyiyibwa.
And whosoever speaks a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, nor in the world to come. Yes. Friend, that's where there has been coming all those problems.
For
people, when they told him one to blaspheme Holy Spirit, not be forgiven. We didn't go in the depths to know.
Yes,
blaspheming Holy Spirit, what does it mean? Hebrews chapter 6, it will explain it to you. From verses 3 up to 5. When you've already been enlightened, light of the world, and you depart from it, you've shared of the power of the generation to come, you've been revealed of the scriptures and the many others. But the main thing, why are you not forgiven? Praise Jesus much. Because we didn't first know that the Spirit of the Lord, whom we know as the Holy Spirit, is carrying the glory of God, the glory of God the Father, even God the Word, whom we know as the Son Jesus. The first glory as God is a Spirit. Him all the long is the one we call the Holy Spirit.
gwe tuyita omwoyo gwa Mukama.
The one we call spirit of the Lord.
Ninga Katonda gwe mwoyo ati.
God is a spirit again.
Kati asudde ekitiibwa ekyo.
So he carries that glory.
Ekyokulala.
The other.
Asudde obukama.
He is carrying the Lordship.
Obwa Katonda.
That of God.
Obukama nga Katonda kitaffe.
As God the Father.
Ntugama Mukama Katonda
kitaffe. That we say the Lord God the Father.
Oba Mukama Katonda.
Oh, the Lord God.
Sinzi okwate tumutadde ko kitaffe.
You may not have touched the Father.
Naye obukama obwo yabusitula.
But that Lordship is the one who carries it.
Omwoyo wa Mukama.
The Spirit of the Lord.
Butugandi Katonda mutukuvu.
When we say God is holy.
Obanga tuogera Katonda kitaffe.
We speak of God the Father.
Obanga tuogera Katonda kigambo.
Whereas we speak of God the world.
Tubatu HTW echo tulaganti omwoyo mutukuvu yenyini ya kisitudde.
That glory we show the Holy Spirit himself is the one carrying it.
Obanga natugamba omwoyo mutukuvu.
All the long we said the Holy Spirit.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus.
So awavao kalimanyola mungi nyo.
So there cometh a serious problem from there.
Lwaki bagambye mu Mathayo 12.
Where they have said in Matthew 12.
Satumwe mpaka satumubi.
Verse 31 to 32.
Bovuro moyo mtukuvu toja sonyiwa.
If you blaspheme the Holy Spirit you will not be forgiven.
Ne wankubadde mulembe guno ne wankubadde ogendo okujja.
The generation neither that to come.
Okuvola nkukulaze ko mbebulani yesula ya mukaka.
Blasphemy we've showed it to you in Hebrews 6.
Ovira da kuloku satupa kuloku.
If you come from verse 3 to 5.
Na ye lwaki obato sonyiwa?
Why are you not forgiven?
Kubanga tumanyi bwasitudde ebitiibwa ebyo ebisatu.
Because you don't know how he is carrying the three glories of God.
Okuyita mwoyo wa Mukama.
Passing through the Spirit of the Lord.
Tumanyi ng'omwoyo omutukuvu.
Whom we know as the Holy Spirit.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Njagala kulaga.
I want to show you.
Engeri yasitudde mu ekitiibwa kya Katonda gwe mwoyo.
The way he carries the glory of God is his spirit.
Kankulaga engeri omwoyo wa Mukama.
Let me show you the way spirit of the Lord.
Amanyikiddwa nga omwoyo omutukuvu.
Known as the Holy Spirit.
Oba Katonda omwoyo.
Oh God the Spirit.
Yasitudemu ekitiibwa.
He is carrying the glory.
Nti Katonda gwe mwoyo.
That God is his spirit.
Ninga tutuogera Katonda kitaffe.
Yet we speak of God the Father.
Ne Katonda kigambo kutumanyi nga omwana.
God the word whom we know as the Son.
Yesu Kristo.
Praise the Jesus.
Tibonna gwe mwoyo.
That all the are spirit.
Ne byonna abisitudde ogu.
Yet all he carries them by himself.
Kati muye.
Now in him.
Mwemura bikira Katonda kitaffe gwe mwoyo.
Is where appears God the Father is spirit.
Katonda kigambo.
God the word.
Kutumanyi nga omwana.
Whom we know as the Son.
Yesu Kristo.
Christ Jesus.
Tinaye gwe mwoyo.
And he too is a spirit.
Byonna bisituliddwa muye.
All they are carried within him.
Kubanga kizibu nyo singana.
Because it is very hard to find
Katonda kitaffe gwe mwoyo.
That God the Father is a spirit.
Naye ate basokugandi Katonda gwe mwoyo.
Yet they can tell you God is a spirit.
Ebanga lyo nanga tulaba ate omwoyo omutukuvu yakisitudde.
All day long we see the Holy Spirit is the one carrying it.
Yesu yebazibwe
nyo. Praise Jesus.
So ebigambo ebimu ebigende ewali nyo.
So some of those words which go very far.
Naba tebakujjidde ko sirwa yinza obutabitegeera.
If they are not taken seals from for you off you may not understand them.
Nenga bwe nkugambye.
But as I've told you.
Tikatulabe omoyo wa Mukama.
That let us see the spirit of the Lord.
Wetumanyinga omoyo mutukufu.
Whom we know as the Holy Spirit.
Oba Katonda omoyo.
God the Spirit.
Wetumanyinga Katonda omoyo mutukufu.
Whom we know as God the Holy Spirit.
Eri just the mundi Katonda gwe moyo.
The way he carries that God is a spirit.
Ngatuogera Katonda kitaffe.
As we speak of God the Father.
Naye gwe moyo.
That he too is a spirit.
Ne Katonda kigambo.
Even God the Word.
Tumanyinga omwana.
Whom we know as the
Yesu
Son.
Yesu Kristo.
Christ Jesus.
Naye gwe moyo.
And he too is a spirit.
Tujja kumaliza tuli kukiri nti bonna bakkaanya mu omu.
We shall end when we are on the other that the three agree in one.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga ate omu.
Yet one.
Yali presentinze nti bonna gwe moyo.
Is one is representing them that they are all spirits.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So bosoma muyokana isule yokona.
So when you read in the John chapter 4.
No runyiro lokona.
Even verse 4.
Urabiri mwenya.
Verse 24.
Agamba what?
He says like this.
Yokana isule yokona no runyiriri urabiri mwenya.
John chapter 4 verses 24.
Katonda gwe moyo. Naba bamusinza kibagwanira okumusinza nga mu moyo na mazima.
God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Yes.
Katonda gwe moyo.
God is spirit.
Naye kitugwanira okumusinza moyo ne
mazima. But it's required of us worship him in spirit and in truth.
Katonda gwe moyo.
Now God is the spirit.
Ngate HTW echo ndikatonda gwe moyo.
Yet that glory that God is a spirit.
Achitude yaitibo moyo wa Mukama.
The one carrying it is one called spirit of the Lord.
Oba omoyo omutukufu.
Oh the Holy Spirit.
Yasude HTW echo ndikatonda gwe moyo.
The one carrying that glory that God is a spirit.
Oba kitwandise bwagamba ndasude HTW ndikatonda gwe moyo.
When we say his carry glory that God is a spirit.
Abasude kitwita invisible
He has carried the invisibility of God. The invisibility of God yet is spread everywhere.
You moved
to go in the depth of it, I think. He does it that always. He is the Holy Spirit himself. We just hear that God is a spirit. And still we...
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
we move on to here. Even
our
Lord himself, Jesus, he too is a spirit.
And
where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. When
you
read 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse
17.
Second Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 16.
Nayewe guchukira mukama waffe echo kubikako chijibwawo.
Nevertheless, when one shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away.
Urunyore 17.
Verse 17.
Naye mukama waffe gwe moyo era wabo omoyo gwa mukama waffe we wabedembe.
Now the Lord is that spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Yes. The Lord is that Spirit. And where His Spirit is, there is liberty. You may say, my goodness. What? This, I'm getting confused now. Our Lord is that Spirit. Where His Spirit is, there is liberty. If you've not understood that always, the Spirit of the Lord, whom we know as the Holy Spirit, the one carrying the glory of God, called that God is a Spirit. When they said that God is a Spirit, they demonstrate the special glory of the invisibility of God. And most always don't know why they say that God is invisible. That is the glory of God appearing in the Holy Spirit. You know, we always told you some of responsibility of spirit of fear of God to take off the seals from the Holy Scriptures, to bring you light of the Word of God, we show presence of God the Father, the presence and the glory of God the Father, God the Word, whom we know as the Son Christ Jesus, and God the Spirit, whom we know as Holy Spirit, O Spirit of the Lord. But in this time we show you that the Spirit of the Lord, or the Holy Spirit, He reveals glory of God, called God is the Spirit.
Yet,
it's God the Father whom we speak of. Even God the Word,
Jesus
Christ Jesus.
For
we have been told in the John chapter 4, verse 24, that God is a Spirit. But we speak of God the Father, that God is a Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
when we've entered in
2
Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 to 17, and they said, our Lord, whom we know as Jesus Christ, God the Word, God the Son, He is that Spirit. And where His Spirit is, there is liberty. You where you see the Holy Spirit,
He
has already represented God the Father, already represented the presence of God the Word, whom we know as the Son. But all along when they say God is a Spirit, as that glory is manifested by the Spirit of the Lord, or the Holy Spirit, they show the invisibility of God, yet He is in every place.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. When you read Colossians chapter 1, Bible says that he is the image of the invisible God, and they speak of Christ, the image which manifests God. Yet him, the Holy Spirit, is an image which keeps him invisible. Yet he is there.
Image
which keeps, now there are those who read
always
that God is spirit, but they don't know it then.
Chitibwa.
Is it a glory? What in tuntu? Is something? You all long read, you understand what?
Hmm?
You read in the Colossians chapter 1.
Abakolosai esule soka nolu nyiriri olukumi nenya.
Colossians chapter 1 verse 14.
Ti. Bakolosai esule soka olunyiriri olukumi netano.
Colossians chapter 1 verse 15.
Oche chifana ncha katonda atalabika. Ombelebele webitonde byonna.
Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation? Yes. When you come from verse 14, from verse 12, to enter this verse 15, they speak of Christ Jesus to be the image of the invisible God. Yet the one who shows the invisibility of God, it is the Holy Spirit, who we call Spirit of the Lord. He shows the invisibility of God, yet he is there. It is another glory of God.
It
is carried by Spirit of the Lord, or the Holy Spirit. That's why most who see of the Holy Spirit see him in tongues of fire. Others who hear his presence, but we do not touch him. Others say, I feel the Spirit of the Lord. Others, we feel as if someone is touching you. You know, he went to speak in Job, he said, Spirit had stood before me, yet I was as if seeing it or not seeing it. You first read Job, we see. Job chapter 4, verses 15.
Awo moyo negweita kumaso gange, enviri ez'omubiri gwange nezimva ku mutwe.
Then a spirit passed before my face, and the hair of my flesh stood up.
Olinyole 16.
Verse 16.
Gwayimirira buyimirizi, naye ne siyinza kwetegereza bwe gufaanana. Ekifaananyi kyali mu maaso gange, waliwo okusirika, ne mpulira eddoboozi eryogera nti,
it stood still, but I could not discern its form. An image was before my eyes. There was silence, and I heard a voice saying, verse
17,
shall mortal man be more than God? Shall a man be more pure than his maker? He had the Spirit speak to him. The Spirit passed him. As if he was seeing it. As if not. Now to say we know it, but today understand it. You know there are religions out there, like our brethren, the Catholics, and they say that God is a spirit, and they spread it in all people all over. Almost all religions, they say like that. Even different beliefs. Even some of the salvation they speak
it.
And they say that God is a spirit. But they don't know what is that. The presence of God yet is invisible. All they are manifest by the Spirit of the Lord, whom we know as the Holy Spirit. Yet
it
is the one who manifests the Father, whom we know God is a Spirit. On.
Is
the one who manifests God the Word, whom we know as the Son Christ Jesus, whom we've understood of that he too is a Spirit. He is real Spirit.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kati bulija mu muzaburi 139.
All along in the Psalms 139.
Olunyoro musambu agamba.
Verse 7 he said.
Bako olwe 10.
Up to 10.
Neera tunadukira okubira omoyo.
Where shall we run from his spirit?
Chokabu amaro okwogere tunagamba neera butugena mugurunga gyoli.
Kweke nyeni. When we go in the heaven you are there.
Moyo gonga gyoli.
Through your spirit you are there.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kati bino bali bagamba.
Now this thing we are saying.
Katonda moyo mwe ngwerere.
That God is just a naked spirit.
Asibwe chiri.
He's not just like that.
Na de cho chitibwa che.
That is his glory. Yes.
Chitibwa che obutalabika abwe nenga ati ali wona.
His invisibility yet is everywhere.
Akola buli joye moyo wa mukama.
The one do that always is the Holy Spirit. Is the spirit of the Lord.
Gutumanya ngo moyo omutukufu.
We know as the Holy Spirit.
Yakole ebyo kubera wona.
The one who does these be everywhere
now akuruwa kurumuguru onane
everywhere
na abira yonga chitape kwe moyo
there as the Father's spirit
na abira muguri onna
and is all in all the heaven
ngamo chigambo kwe moyo
as the Word is the spirit
tumanyingo mwana Yesu
we know as the Son Christ Jesus
yuna yabikola ne tegubera moyo mwerere
all is the one doing it but it's not just
yes,
the spirit
just kiba cho kubera onna
just shown his glory of being everywhere
icho bwa katonda
that of God
adnag
my goodness
katusome muzaburi
let's read in the psalms
zaburi yesura chikunga situmo muenda nolo nyiriri olwo mukaga
psalms 149 verse 6
okumanya kulinga ngoko kwa chitalo kunema kwa waguru sinza kukutu ukako
such knowledge is too wonderful for me it is high I cannot attain unto it
olinyole omusanvu
verse 7
nagenda wo kuveri omoyo gwo Obana dukira wa masogo
Where shall I go from your spirit oh where shall I flee from your presence
Olinyoro munana
Verses 8
Bwenali nyamuguru ngajoli Bwenayo lobulili bwange mu magombe laba ngajoli
If I ascend up into heaven you are there If I make my bed in hell behold you are there
Ee anyaliyo katonda
Is there God
Bana
my goodness
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Ukagambia nadukirawo kuveri omoyo.
Where shall I run from your spirit?
Na manaka nebwe ninya muguru
ngwejjo oli in heaven you are there.
Aita mu moyo bulijjo kuberawo naona.
Pass through the Holy Spirit always to be everywhere.
Akati abasingangaga. Ndonda gwe moyo mwere
na mubi. Just naked spirit has no body.
No.
Many have come seeing him with a body on his throne. The heavenly body. For example, in the Genesis chapter 28, verse 12 to
13,
he showed him and he's put on garments on his head. And his robe is filled the entire temple. Yes. Prophet Ezekiel, he too he saw him. In the Ezekiel chapter 8, from verses 1 up to 3. He too he sees him.
Nabi Isaiah.
Prophet Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 6. Verses 1 to 3. He saw him seated. He is seen with a glorious body.
Now
all of when they say God is spirit.
They
speak of the glory of the presence of God in every place.
Ninge cho bulijjo mu mtu kubyachi
kolera. That always the Holy Spirit is one doing it.
Ebibigame imwe biliko silwenzi
to. Those are some of words with heavy seals upon it.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kadu ulijoga monadukira okuveri omoyo.
All on you say where shall run from his spirit.
Na atino wano gamba bwenziru ka mugurunga joli.
After you say when I run to heaven you are there.
Olemeredwa kuduka kuveri omoyo.
You fail to run from his spirit.
Atino singana ngate katonda yali omuli kifocho.
Rather you find God is the one there in every place.
Kakati bulijjo.
Now always.
Tubisome ebyawandikibwa.
We read those scriptures.
Nga yokane mu yokana nya biri mu nya.
As John 4 verse 24.
Katonda gwe moyo.
God is the spirit.
Tugera ku kitafu.
I will speak of the Father.
Nitusoma mu bakolise kiso ekyo kubirisa
tukuna musa. And read 2 Corinthians 3 verse 17.
Nituliranga anti mukama afigwe moyo gwo gwenyene.
Here our Lord is that spirit.
Era wabo moyo gwe.
And where his spirit is, there is liberty. And we cannot understand them very well because we fail to understand that always the Spirit of the Lord, or the Holy Spirit, He carries that glory that God is a Spirit, and it's the glory of God the Father, and it's the glory of God the Word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you was with you.
Praise Jesus much.
So, but Joe.
So, always. God to be called that God is a Spirit. And we speak of God the Father. And also we speak of God the Word, whom we know as the Son,
Jesus
Christ. Jesus. That glory or raised Spirit of the Lord is one who carries it, whom we know as Holy Spirit. And the sure presence of God, that is the Father, and His Word, Jesus Christ.
In
every place, yet He is invisible. There are those who say, Holy Spirit, we saw Him in the tongues of fire. Acts chapter 2, verse 3 up to 4. Let us read it, there we hear.
Ebikolwa by'abatume, esula eyokubiri, n'olunyiriri olwokusatu.
Acts chapter 2, verses 3.
Nekulabika ku bo ennimi ng'ez'omuliro nga zeyawuddemu. Buli lulimi ne lutuula ku muntu.
And there appeared unto them separated tongues like as of fire, and each sat upon each of them. Verse 4.
Bonna ne bajjula omwoyo omutukuvu ne batanula okwogera ennimi endala ng'omwoyo bwe yabawa okuzoogera.
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with the other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Yes. That all were filled of the Spirit. And upon them came tongues of fire. Not that then they saw the Spirit. No. If you want to see Him, when you will see of the Father, you have seen the Son. When you see the Son, you have seen of the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When you see of the Father, you have seen the Son. When you see the Son, you have seen the Father. If you see the Son, you have seen the Holy Spirit. If you see the Father, you have seen the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus much. That is why they told our Lord Jesus in the John chapter 14 and the verse 7, show us of the Father. He told him, who have seen me has seen the Father. Now the sharing was like this. The Father and the Word, that they will always be in their thrones, that they will be seen. But Him, the Spirit, will show their presence everywhere when He's invisible. You first read John, we see. John chapter 14, verse 7.
Nekitange mwandi mutegedde era mumulabye.
If you had known me, you would have known my Father also, and from henceforth you know Him and have seen Him.
Olumunana.
Verses 8.
Filipo namugamba nti, Mukama waffe, tulage kitaffe, kale kinaatumala.
Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it will satisfy us. Verses 9.
Yesu namugamba nti, kasoke dembera nammwe ebiro bingi bwebityo era tontegeera nga Filipo alabye kunze nga alabye ku kitange. Kiki ekikwogeza gwe nti tulage kitaffe?
Jesus said unto him, have I been so long a time with you, and yet have you not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how say you then, show us the Father? Yes. If you see the Son, you've seen a Father. If you see the Father, you have seen the Spirit. They shared, they agreed. God the Father, God the
one
whom we know as the Son, Christ Jesus, that they appear to be seen in their thrones. Now the one who spreads them everywhere. It's the Spirit of the Lord, whom we know as the Holy Spirit. God is the Spirit. That's why in Revelation chapter 22, verses 1, you see on the throne of the Lamb, even of the Father, and he comes out of, as river streams of living waters. You read as we see. Revelation chapter 22, verses
1.
And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Yes. God the Father, his throne is there. And he appears on his throne, even of the Lamb of God, whom we know as God the Word, God the Son, Jesus Christ. Have you seen the throne of the Holy Spirit? Even that he has as the master seat. That too, he does not be, sit in it. For he carried the invisible glory of God, even the presence of God in every place, as God is the Spirit. Those are things far in the depth, in taking off seals from the scriptures. Praise Jesus much. That always is what we speak in 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. That these three agree in one. Praise Jesus much. That if you've seen of the Father, you have seen the Son. If you see the Son, you have seen the Father. If you see the Father, you see of the Son, you've seen the Spirit. You are free to tell him you manifest that we see you. But because he has been all along there and he doesn't want to demonstrate the glory of God, the invisible glory, yet he is everywhere. And he is called the Holy Spirit, O Spirit of the Lord. That's why not many see him. But when we'll have gotten perfected, we shall see him. For he said, we will have understood him and we know him. Then we shall see him. Now today, me in knowing him, when I see the Father, I see him. That's why I'm free to request him, come out that I see you also. And it displays the third throne. But that is the way it was from old. My God. John 14 verse 17.
Yokani sura y'14 n'olunyiriri ol'17.
John chapter 14 verse 17.
Omoyo wa mazima ensigwete yinza kukiriza kubanga temulaba so temumanyi mwe mumumanyi kubanga abeera gyemuli era anabanga mumwe.
Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither know him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. Yes.
The
world cannot see him, yet he is there. He is in heaven in every place. Always you speak of the invisible God, yet you do not know who does that. It is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord. The one who carries that glory of God is a Spirit. Yet that glory is of God the Father and God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ. Always they say that the three agree in one. And they can agree in the Holy Spirit as they came from the Father still. Those confuse you in the world and you wonder. But unto us with light of knowledge. When we read John 10 verse 40, we move on to understand.
Yokana 13.
Yokane sura ya 10 n'olunyiriri olamakumi asatu.
John chapter 10 verses 30.
Ti nze ne kitange tuli omu.
I and my father are one.
He.
Yes.
Oyo katona chigambo.
Him God the Word.
Mutumanyingo omwana.
Whom we know as the Son.
Yes Christo.
Jesus Christ.
Yatugama yene kitaye baliyo.
He tells us him and the father they are one.
Atogera baura no moyo.
Now you're going to separate them from the spirit.
Atakatonda gwe moyo.
And God is a spirit.
Cholino kukakasa chichi twashokedeko wagu.
Have to proof is that we began with above.
Ndikatonda chigambo.
That God the Word.
Mutumanyingo omwana.
Whom we know as the Son.
Yes Christo.
Jesus Christ.
Yarabisibwa ngaba momoti manemu kamaka katonda chitafu.
He manifested coming from the heart and the mouth of God the Father.
Atoruva nyuma.
And thereafter,
katonda omoyo.
God the Spirit.
Wetumanyinga omoyo
mutu. We know as Holy Spirit.
Omoyo wa mukama.
O Spirit of the Lord.
Nava murubuto ne motima gwa katonda chitafu.
From the womb and the heart of God the Father.
Ne katonda chigambo gotumanyinga omwa.
Even God the Word whom we know as the Son.
Katibonna.
Now all
nabiranga ikatondo omu eyali obumu natanava mu abasatu.
He appeared the one God who was one and out of him came the three.
Wabulaga namanya getuliraga bayitibwa.
But these names we hear they call them.
Etulira ndiyati omoyo wa mukama.
And we hear that the Spirit of the Lord.
Omoyo omutukufu.
Oh the Holy Spirit.
Katondo omoyo.
God the Spirit.
Waliwo obuvunanyizibwa obwenja obugaliko.
There are special responsibilities attached on them.
Ngabwe tuli okulaga lwaki ayitibwa omoyo wa mukama
bulijjo. As I show you why always has been called the Spirit of the Lord.
Ayitibwa omoyo omutukufu.
And is called the Holy Spirit.
Ngaino okwolesa ebitibwa bisatu.
And he has to demonstrate three glories.
Okwolesa ekitibwa ky'obwa Katonda.
To demonstrate the glory of God.
Ekitibwa kya Katonda kitaffe.
The glory of God the Father.
Ne Katonda kigambo.
And God the Word.
Tumanyingo omwana.
Whom we know as the Son.
Katonda gwe moyo.
That God is the Spirit.
Arabisa okubeera okwa Katonda ekitibwa kya Katonda mu buli kifo kyonna.
Presence of God in every place.
Mu invisible world.
In the invisible world.
Yabadde akola ekibanga.
That's the one who has been doing it all along.
Asubira tukyabuza buzibwawa.
Let me hope you don't know, getting confused there.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga banja abasimane baganti.
Because many read and say now.
Tusomanga Katonda aliyo mukakati atika tufunyo okusatu.
God is one. Now we've gotten the third God.
Olwa basimamba bakolise kisoka esura ya 11.
Yeah, those who read the first Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11.
Kati tubatu tina wakuwakana.
Now we do not have an argument on this.
Abakolise kisoka esura ya 12 n'olunyiriri olwe 11.
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11.
Kubanga muntu ki ategeere ebyo muntu wabula omoyo gwo muntu. Oguli moye erabo ekityo nebya Katonda si wali abitegeera wabulo moyo gwa Katonda.
For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so the things of God knows no man but the spirit of God.
Yes, yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus much.
Ebyo bwa Katonda.
The things of God
ato moyo mutukuba imanyi nyo.
And the Holy Spirit knows them more.
Ebya Katonda chitafu.
Those of God the Father.
Nebya Katonda chigamu.
Even of God the Word.
Mutumanyingo mwana Yesu.
Who we know as the Son Jesus Christ.
So banji babade babuzabuzibwa.
So many have been getting confused.
Ubasoma mu chamateke suliyo mukaka.
When they read in Deuteronomy chapter 6.
Orunyoro okona.
Verse 4.
Tikatonda aliyomu.
That God is one.
Bagamba atituulira abalokola abo.
Said now we hear those born again.
Bagamba mambo waliyo Katonda chitafu.
They say that there is God the Father.
Wabirawo ne chigambo gotuito mwana Yesu
Kristo. There is the Word the Son Christ Jesus.
No moyo mutukufu.
That even the Holy Spirit. Now what is that?
Munanga kibadde mbutamanya.
Friend, it's been in your ignorance.
Naika sitotegede.
But as
yabasa tubava mu.
Understood the three came from one.
Era wali wovunanyizwa obwenja wulo.
And there is a special responsibility.
Kubera okwabasatu.
In the presence of the three.
Okuva mu omu.
To come from one.
Katusemete ulire.
Let us read we here.
Ichamateko olwokubiri esule yo mukaga no lunyiriri olwokuna.
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verses 4.
Ulira gwe Isirayiri. Mukama Katonda waffe ye mukama omu.
Hear O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
He
yes.
Ye mukama ogu.
He is one Lord.
Nebyonna
yet all
ulijjo che kitubuza buza kimuchokka.
Always it's that one thing confusing us.
Okutegeera ndi abasatu bava mu.
To understand that the three came from one.
Eranga buli omunga bwayitibwa.
And each one has his call.
Waliwo buvunanyizibwa bwe.
There is his responsibility. Praise Jesus much. And they add on read another scripture.
Like
Galatians 3 verse 20. Galatians chapter 3 verse 20.
Nayo mutabaganya si womu naye Katonda ye omu.
Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Yes. When they read that,
Katonda ali omu.
God is one. They fail to look in 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, that there are three witnesses, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and they agree in one, because they came from one. That is what confused them alone.
It,
don't expect that up to now you're still getting confused.
Except
you're confused with
the
contentions of not believing what we teach you by the Spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Because
they want to add on another scripture. And they read in Joshua chapter 10, verse 30.
That
we hear God is one now. What is that? Joshua chapter 10, verses 30.
Mukama nacho nachiwayo ne kabaka wamu mu mukono gwa Isirayiri nachikuba n'obwoji bwe kitala. Name your yojona a jari mo. Nataji.
No, Ephesians 4
verse 6.
Abefeso, esule yokuna. No, nyiri uromukaga.
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 6.
Abefeso, esule yokuna. No, nyiri uromukaga.
Ephesians 4 verse 6.
Katondo mu. Chitawe wabona. Afuga byonna. Aita mubiona. Erali mubiona.
One God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Yes. There is one God, the Father of all. Now the rightful one out of whom they came is the one called the Father. All along they say that the three agree in him, the one. And don't seek to ask, they came from the Word. They came from God the Word. Or they came from God the Spirit.
Whom
in the Spirit of the Lord. Not. They all came from God the Father. Praise Jesus much. I think that you've moved on to be revealed of it. You no more find a seal on words like those. Because we told you that through the Spirit of the Lord, known as the Holy Spirit,
or
God the Spirit, there is to be revealed the three glories of God. The glory of God the Father
and
God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Christ Jesus. As God is Spirit, because we have shown you to be called the Spirit, the invisibility of God, yet He spreads everywhere as God the Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Then the second that we want to see is the Lordship of God. And they are all manifested by the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to see the Lordship of God. That is God the Father. Even God the Word. Who we call as the Son, Christ Jesus. Those manifested by Spirit of the Lord,
who
we know as Holy Spirit,
or
Spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let me hope we are together. You know, we have a word we hear most. We hear it in Daniel chapter 4, verses 8 to 9. As he says this,
Daniel yesule yokuna noru nyiriri olomunana.
Daniel chapter 4 verses 8.
Na yoru vanyuma Daniel na ingira jendi. Erinyali Belutesaza. Ngeri nyali ya Katonda wange weriri. Ero omuli omoyo gwaba Katonda batukuvu. Nanje tulire chiroto Nenje tulira ekiroto mu maaso genti.
But at the last, Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belshazzar, according to the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And before him I told the dream, saying, yes.
Omanyi mbotunulira ekitabo kya nabbi Daniel.
When you look to the book of prophet Daniel, they used most that in him is the spirit of the gods. Not the small gods. Because the writing in the Bible has to be changed.
They
speak of the big God, but they
use
the small letter. They had not understood what had been spoken of. They didn't stand that the one who was speaking his mouth as king, it was true. In Daniel was the spirit of the gods. The spirit of God is the Father, and it's the spirit of God is the Word.
Whom we know
as the Son, Christ Jesus, was in Daniel. Now when they saw that, they did not understand it. But just as we've told you, we want to see the Lordship of God. It is God the Father, even God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Christ Jesus. But that Lordship, it is carried by the Spirit of the Lord, whom we know as the Holy Spirit, or God the Spirit. The one who carries that Lordship all the long. When
we
read 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 6, we hear of these words. 1 Samuel chapter 10 from verse 6.
Awo omwoyo gwa Mukama gunajja ku gwe n'amaanyi, n'owa obunnabbi wamu nabo.
And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you shall prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man. Yes. You know, when they say the Spirit of the Lord, in it they have hidden all the Lordship of God.
You
want to know authority and the power of God. They were hidden in him. You know what they call Lord? We have gone on authority. That's why all wrapped it up as he said in Zechariah. Zechariah 4 verse 6. Not by this power you always knew of. Neither am I.
But
all I've been doing it in my spirit is where there is my Lordship. The Lordship. You know, people hear the word Lord, and they think to be Lord, perhaps you have many houses. Like these landlords. Not.
But we
speak of the Lordship of God. That the Holy Spirit manifests authority which does all things. The power doing all things exceeding the usual Lordship.
Let's
read as we hear in Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6.
Naddamu n'angamba nti kino kye kigambo kya Mukama. Eri Zerubbaberi ngakyogera nti si lwa amaanyi, si lwa buyinza, naye lwa mwoyo gwange, bw'ayogera Mukama w'Eggye.
Then he answered and spoke unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes.
The
Lordship of God and authority doing all. Not by might appearing in the hands. And the power of names. That the presidents. Not. But all he put them to show his Lordship. And he put it in the Spirit of the Lord.
And
most people here, when we call him Spirit of the Lord,
they
don't know what you speak of. You speak of authority which can do all things.
And most
we usually read 2 Peter chapter 3 verse
6
that the holy power of God gave us all that we need. How long we speak of him?
Peter ekyokubiri esula esooka n'olunyiriri olwokusatu.
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
Kubanga obuyinza bw'obwa Katonda bwe bwatuwa byonna ebyobulamu n'okuweereza Katonda olw'okwongera ddala nti olw'okwongera ddala okumumanya okumanyira ddala oyo yatuyita olw'ekitiibwa n'obulungi bwe ye.
According as his holy power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us to glory and virtue. Yes. The holy power which did that, which was the lordship of God, God the Father, even God the Word, whom we know as the Son, all they are hidden in the Spirit of the Lord. That's why always we say Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of the Lord.
Don't
we speak of him over what? We speak of the Lord, the extreme Lordship authority.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Authority which can accomplish much in its working. That's why they say when the Spirit will come, he will give you power. Him is a great lordship of the Lord. Do you know special authority? The word Lord, maybe when you have a level, you speak it both. But when I speak of Lord, I speak of God the Father, even God the Word, whom we know as the Son Christ Jesus. And his authority, it appears in the Spirit of the Lord, his Lordship, authority unlimited. But all the rest, they are not lords.
Because
they do not have authority even that which creates heavens and earth. And all the rest you call God,
they are
unto you but not unto us who have knowledge. All the rest are on you. When he speaks 1 Corinthians chapter
8
and the verse
4
to enter verse 6, he says this.
1
Corinthians chapter 8 verse 4.
Kale kukulia ngeviwebwa eliebifanani. Tumanyinge chifanani sichi ntumunsi. Eranga tewali Katonda omulala wabulomu.
As concerning therefore the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is no other God but one. Yes. If you tell us that God, we understand one thing, the Father,
Chigambo,
the Word, and the Holy Spirit, the rest do not tell us. For they are not among one of those who created the heavens and earth. In the time you're there, you speak yourself, you are Lord who can be called Lord God. And you're not on the Father or the Word. We know as the Son Christ Jesus or the Holy Spirit. All the rest you speak, Lord, and you are not in creation of heaven and earth. And you say, you are Lord God. You not. Yes. All that called God, it did create heaven and earth. It will never be there. And it can never be Lord. According to Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 11.
Bwe mutwe mbamubagamba nti bakatonda abatakola gulu nansi abo bali bulamunsi n'okuva wansi w'eggulu.
Thus shall you say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under this heaven. Yes. God did not create heavens and earth. They are not lords. They have no lordship enough. Special authority.
God the
Father, even God the Word,
whom
we know as the Son,
Christ
Jesus. That authority is what they put in the Spirit of the Lord,
whom
we know as Holy Spirit, God the Spirit. All them we shall see them in creating heaven and earth. All the other calling itself Lord God, in knowledge, it is not God. If it's not among those who created heavens and earth, according to those in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5 and 6, and he says like this,
1
Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5,
Kubane wankubadenga waliwa baituwa bakatonda, oba muguru, oba munsi, ngamu waliwa bakatonda banji, naba mibanji.
For though there be those called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods, many, and lords, many.
Verse 6. Yesu Christo,
but to us there is but one God, the Father of whom all are things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. Verse
7.
But there is not in every man that knowledge. For some with conscience about the idol unto this hour eat it as a thing offered unto an idol, and their conscience being weak in is defiled. Yes. You know, if there are those who call themselves gods, that is just masquerading to be that. Even those calling themselves lords, if they do not have what we call Spirit of the Lord, there is no lordship in them. As we've seen that Spirit of the Lord, oh Holy Spirit, God the Spirit, the one who shows invisibility of God, yet he spreads everywhere. Means there's no other God called Lord except God the Father, even God the Word, whom we know as the Son Christ Jesus. The rest, unto us with such knowledge, you cannot tell us that that was offered to Satan, that is God. No.
We
just take it to it. I thank the Almighty for giving me. I thank God. That is
still
they dedicated it to demons. I'll not eat it. What is demon? That they gave it God's word. What are those, and what did they create?
They
gave them to their lords.
Is that you tell me?
Lord, I know the Father. Even the Word. And the Holy Spirit carrying their glory. And it's called Spirit of the Lord. Now the rest you speak that they are lords, I do not know them. And
it's
not honoring them for the years past career to be gods. Yet they never created heavens and earth. What would have been cause to be called God, creating heavens and earth. God did not create heavens and earth, they are not gods. Now why are you called God? Praise Jesus much. So we thank the Lord. Yes. When I say we thank the Lord, you are free to think that the Father, or to think the what? Through the Holy Spirit.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus. Let me hope that word is not confusing you. I wanted to get revealed. Why all the long is called Spirit of the Lord? Because it's calling the Lordship. That of God,
ye Katonda Chitafu,
He is God the Father,
ye Katonda Chigamu,
even God the Word,
yotumanyinga
omwana, whom we know as the Son.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus much. In the Second Chronicles,
Esura, ye abiri
mwenya, chapter 24,
onye rwabiri atugamba bwati.
Verse 20 tells us this.
Eby'omumirembe ekyokubiri essuula eyabiri mu ennya n'olunyiriri olw'amakumi abiri.
Second Chronicles chapter 24 verse 20.
Awo omwoyo gwa Katonda ne gujja ku Zekaliya, mutabani wa Yekoyada kabona, n'ayimirira wagguluko awali abantu n'abagamba nti, bw'ati bw'ayogera mu Katonda nti musobeza ki ebiragiro bya Mukama n'okuyinza ne mutayinza kulaba mukisa, kubanga mwaleka Mukama.
And the Spirit of God came upon Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada, the priest, who stood above the people and said unto them, Thus saith God, Why transgress you the commandments of the Lord, that you cannot prosper? Because you have forsaken the Lord, He has also forsaken you. Praise Jesus much. When
you
read 2 Chronicles chapter 24, verse 20,
omoyo wa Katonda,
the Spirit of the Lord.
Ati laba awandi badde omoyo wa Mukama.
Where would have been the Spirit of God?
Awandi badde omoyo wa Mukama.
Where would have been the Spirit of God?
Wali waliwo omoyo wa Katonda.
There is the Spirit of the Lord.
Ani buli jatula mu kitiibwa awo.
Who always is sitting in that
Spirit
glory?
Of the Lord, Spirit of God.
Spirit of the Lord and Spirit of God.
Bulijjo oli yali notula mu kitiibwa ekyo eky'Omukama.
The other is not to sit in the glory of the Lord God the Father.
Ne Katonda Kigamu.
Even God the Word.
Ekisinga mu byonna kola conclusion bweti.
Most of all make this conclusion.
Nti ekimuisa omwoyo wa Mukama.
That why it is called Spirit of the Lord.
Usitula Mukama bw'obwa Katonda.
To carrying the Lordship of God.
Obuyinza bw'obwa Katonda obutakoma.
The unlimited authority of God.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus much.
As we do younger dog kubanga okitegeye.
Let me hope you've moved to understand it.
Waliwo atulo batirane bagamba.
Now there is where the rich they say.
Namu isankage mwe monyo soka.
Isaiah 61 verse 1.
Ndio moyo wa Mukama Katonda.
That the Spirit of the Lord God.
Yatusome tuulire.
Isaiah sura yenkaga mwe mu n'olunyiriri olisoka.
Isaiah 61 verses 1.
Omoyo gwa Mukama Katonda guli kunze. Kubanga Mukama mfuseeka amafuta okubuulira abawombeefu ebigambo ebirungi. Antumye okusiba balina emitima egimenyese, okulangirira eddembe eri abawambe n'abasibe okugulirwawo ekkomera.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to opening of the prison to them that abound.
Yes.
Praise Amen. Jesus much.
Bagame nti omoyo gwa Mukama Katonda.
They have said the Spirit of the Lord God.
I
think you have finished it up very well.
Nti bulijjo okuba nti yayitibwa omoyo wa Mukama.
All the long that he appears to be called Spirit of the Lord.
Abantu bamazeeyo nti omoyo wa Mukama Katonda.
They have not finished that the Spirit of the Lord God.
Wabula abeera asitudde busitudde ekitiibwa kyabwe.
But he has
ekitiibwa kya Katonda.
Carried just the glory of God.
Gutuita Mukama Katonda Chitafu.
Whom we call the Lord God our Father.
Uba ne Mukama Katonda Chigambo.
The Lord God the World.
Mukama wafu Yesu.
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kino kitera okwogerwa kenyo.
This is usually spoken of most.
Bakoliso ekyokubira esule yokutana.
In the Second Corinthians chapter 5.
Rokusatu paka olwokutana.
Verses 3 to 5.
Agamba bwati.
And it says like this.
Abakoliso ekyokubira esule yokutano. N'olunyiriri olwokusatu.
Second Corinthians chapter 5 from verse 3.
Bwe tuliyambazibwa, mpozi tuleme okusangibwa nga tuli bwereere.
If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked.
Olunyiriri olwokuna.
Verses 4.
Kubanga ffe abali mu nsiisira eno tusinda nga tuzitoowererwa, si kubanga twagala okwambula, wabula okwambazibwa. Ogwo ogufa guleke gumirwa obulamu.
For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality may be swallowed up of life.
Olinyolo kutano.
Verse 5.
Naye yakolera ekyo nti naye yatukolera ekyo ye Katonda eyatuwa omusingo ogw'omwoyo.
Now he that has made us for this same thing is God, who also has given unto us the earnest of the Spirit.
Yes, ye bazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So ye jamu omwoyo.
Now he got from himself the Spirit. that he manifests his glory or the lordship of God. We would have read many things, but time is not allowing us. But all that you hear, let us say, for example, in the Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 8, he says like this.
Isaiah sura yenkaga mwenya n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Isaiah chapter 64 verses 8.
Naye kaakano ayi mukama gwe kitaffe fe tuli bumba nawe mubumbi nawe mubumbi waffe naffe ffenna tuli mulimu gwa mukono gwo.
But now O Lord, you are our father, we are the clay and you our potter, and we all are the work of your hands. Yes.
Ye mukama katonda kitaffe.
He is the Lord God the Father.
Watu basobola okugwayo baba akumwogerako.
That is how we can be finished, that if you are to speak of him.
Kubanga mu Isaiah nkaga munya munana.
Because in the Isaiah 64 verse 80 says.
Ye mukama gwe kitaffe.
But Lord, you are our Father.
Katu sobola kitegera.
Now you can understand it.
Tubatuogera ku mukama.
That when we speak of Lord.
Tubatuogera ku mukama katonda kitaffe.
Speak of the Lord God our Father.
Oba mukama katonda kigamba.
Oh, the Lord God the world.
Yesu Kristo.
Jesus Christ.
Kubanga yatulagira mba Filipo esura ya 2.
Because he commanded us Philippians chapter 2.
Tulino kwatula.
We have to confess that Jesus is Lord. Let's read verse 11. We see. Philippians chapter 2 verse 11.
Era buli lulimi lwatulenga nga Yesu Kristo ye mukama waffe katonda kitaffe awewe kitiibwa.
And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Yes. When we speak of Lord, as we've had in Isaiah, Isaiah 64 verse 8, that all Lord, you are our Father. Speak of the Lord God our Father. That is the lordship carried by Spirit of the Lord. That is lordship of God the Father. And when we read Philippians 2:11, the language is said to confess Jesus is Lord. It's where we confess him saying, the Lord God the Word, or the Son Jesus Christ. And the lordship of creation happens. And all of them ahead there, we shall see them in creating. God the Father, and is called the master planner. He planned the creation of the entire heavens and the earth. And God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ.
Master designer.
See him as the master architecture or designer. The one who designs entire heavens and the earth with their fullness. Even all things in them. Then God the Spirit.
Whom
we know as Holy Spirit. Or Spirit of the Lord. We see it's the one who was sent and things were implemented. And he created. Now all the rest they call God. Those called Lord God, they are not lords. If they tell you that worship God, if you feel worship the Father, that is it. If
you
feel to worship the Word called the Son,
Jesus Christ,
you worship. If you feel the Spirit, you worship. All the rest, do not waste your time. Let me help you move to understand it. So let's end with this today. Praise Jesus much. Let's end with this today. The third glory we have to see that the Spirit is carrying. We hear another that God is holy. He is the Father. And His Word. Whom we know as the Son. But that glory, the one who is carrying it, it is the Spirit of the Lord, whom we know as the Holy Spirit.
He
carries the entire holiness of God.
Yes, praise
Jesus much.
Amen.
But just as we told you in Daniel, Daniel chapter
4,
verses 8 to
9,
and we are of those called gods,
those
holy gods.
Are there
no 10? They are
3.
Let us read, we hear.
Daniel yesule yokuna n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Daniel chapter 4 verses 8.
Naye oluvannyuma Daniel n'ayingira gyendi erinnya lye Berutasaza ng'erinnya lya Katonda wange bwe liri. Era omuli omwoyo gw'abakatonda abatukuvu n'enje tulira ekirooto mu maaso ge nti.
But at the last Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belteshazzar, according to the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And before him, I told the dream, saying, verse 9,
Gwe Belteshazzar, omukulu w'abasawo, kubanga mmanyi ng'omwoyo gwa bakatonda abatukuvu guli mu ggwe, so nga tewali kyama ekikweraliikiriza. Mbuulira bye nayolesebwa mu kirooto kyange kye ndabye n'amakulu gaakyo.
O Belteshazzar, master of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in you, and no secret troubles you, tell me the visions of my dream that I have seen and its interpretation. Yes.
Not
the spirits of the holy gods. They may appear how many? For it's the one which appears most in the book of Prophet Daniel. The holy God. The Holy Spirit.
Whom
is carried all their glory within him. That they are holy. The seraphim said that they are three. According to those spoken in Isaiah. Isaiah 6 verse
3.
And we hear the word holy is called out 3 times. Let us read here. Isaiah chapter 6 verses 2.
Baserafi bali bayimiridde waguluwe. Buli omu yalina ebiwawaatiro mukaaga. Ebibiri yabibika ku maaso ge. N'ebibiri yabibika ku bigere bye, n'ebibiri yabibuusa.
Above it stood the seraphim. Each one had 6 wings. With 2 he covered his face, and with 2 he covered his feet, and with 2 he did fly. Verse 3.
Omu n'ayogerera waggulu eri munne ng'agamba nti, mutukuvu, 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 Mukama ow'Eggye.
And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Yes. 3 times. Now when you read Prophet Daniel, Daniel chapter 4, verses 8 and 9,
that
him was the spirit of the holy God. Do not be surprised. For in this Isaiah chapter 6, verse
3,
it is called 3 times.
Holy.
Holy
God the Father.
God the Father.
Holy.
Holy
God the Word.
God the Word.
Who
we know as the Son.
Holy.
Holy.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
God the Holy Spirit.
Oh God the Holy Spirit. 3 times. Now we just see upper creations also speak it 3 times. Because even four living creatures spoke it here in Revelations. Chapter 4 verse 8. And it says like this. Revelations 4 verses
8.
Revelations 4 verses
8. Nti bijjudde amaaso enjuyi zonna. Nemunda, sote biriko kuhumula emisana nechiro. Ngabiyo geranti, omutukuvu, omutukuvu, omutukuvu. Mukama Katonda, omunyiza webi tujo na, eyabao, elabao, elajoku bao.
And the 4 living creatures had each of them 6 wings about him. And they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Yes.
Yo.
He is the one. You hear it called holy.
Motukufu.
Holy.
Motukufu.
Holy.
But we have the Holy One
called, known as God the Father.
And we have
Holy One God, the Word we know as the Son Jesus Christ.
And
we have the Holy One God, the Spirit.
Who
is known as Holy Spirit.
All
along is one who carries the glory of the others.
So,
now I mean this. Many times we hear, for example, Leviticus 11, verses 1 and 2. And the Lord God speaks like this. Leviticus chapter 19 and the verse 1.
Mukama nayogera ne Musa nti Abalevi sura ya 19 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Leviticus chapter 19 verse 1.
Mukama nayogera ne Musa nti
Then the Lord spoke unto Moses saying.
Olunyiriri okubiri.
Verse 2.
Yogera ne kibina kyonna ekyabaana ba Isirayiri. Obagambe nti munabanga batukuvu.
Speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Yes. I, the Lord your God, I am holy.
So,
what is spoken of the Holy God? The Holy Spirit all along is what he's carried. And he's carried the glory of God. That God is holy. It's where there is God the Father.
Where
is God the Word whom we know as the Son.
Jesus
Christ. And if there is God the Spirit, known as Holy Spirit,
or
Spirit of the Lord, for the strength of those walls, and they're going to take you time to consume them. I'm going to be ending here today. We shall come back, we know why he is called God the Father. How did it begin? And you see the way he birthed all spirits, including the Holy Spirit and Christ. For he too is a spirit. Praise Jesus much. And you see the reason why the other is called God the Word, or the Son, Jesus Christ. Because to call him the Word, because he came from the heart and the mouth of God the Father,
and
through him they passed all scriptures which explain of God the Father, even which explain of God the Spirit, and all creations in heaven and earth. And is called the Son because he's the firstborn of all creations. He is the true vine. All creations are branches which came from him.
I'm
going to know many others. You will know why the other is called God the Spirit. Even though there are things you've understood of him above,
he
is called God the Spirit.
Because
he represents God the Father as the Spirit, you've heard that.
Yet,
still, who leads all spirits of all creations that the Father begots, even which we are gotten from Christ.
May
God bless you as you await to know those, passing through the Spirit of the Lord. Amen.